Hey, wait up for a second. How's it going? I heard you were the one who grabbed those books on the last scavenging run. Very nice finds. Thanks for doing that. The After the Apocalypse Book Club thanks you for your discovery. You should have left the chrysalids behind, though. Don't get me wrong, I love it, but it's a little too close to home nowadays, don't you think? You don't have wall duty tonight, right? That's good. Me neither. I need a night off after my week, that's for sure. Well, I actually switch with my bunkmate so I can have tonight specifically to take care of something. Yeah, it was really nice of her. I'll take one of her ships later to keep things fair. So, what are you up to tonight? Just staying in, huh? Are you headed home now? I'll keep you company on your walk, if you don't mind. Great! I haven't had the chance to talk to you since the last council meeting. Everyone's been talking about it and the new policy. I'm sure it stirred things up around here. I know a few women that are unhappy about it. What do you think? Me? Well, at first I was shocked to hear it, just like everyone else. It sounds rather extreme initially. An initiative to get as many of the people in the community pregnant as we can? How can that not sound insane? But after some careful consideration, I think I've come around on it. Yeah, well, since everything has happened and civilization has fallen apart, I agree. Now is the time to rebuild. Originally, it was just scrounging for survival, doing whatever we could as individuals, right? Then people started finding one another. We came together, we worked together, we planted crops, we built homes, we built a place for ourselves, remaking things. But so many people died from before. Even more while we struggled. Returning things to normal means more people, no? I mean, we're literally living at the end of the world. Now that the community is stable and we've got good defenses and sufficient food supplies, it seems like the next step, doesn't it? I mean, it does to me anyways. Do you mind if I come inside? I'd love to keep chatting. Great. Oh, and you know why the council chose to do it now, right? 95% of our population are adults. There are only a handful of children born, and a few couples have formed naturally over time, or survived after everything happened. They're worried that without this push, we won't pair off fast enough to grow the population and keep our community, and maybe humanity, going. That's a scary thought, isn't it? Besides, we're not living in the old world anymore, where we could rely on things working out. We've learned many social norms weren't anywhere near necessary. It's not like people need to be in love or married to have children, right? It doesn't hurt, but definitely it's not one of the required ingredients. I heard some of the more severe options that the council was weighing, like arranged pairings for everyone. I would have hated that. The doc made the case that if women chose, we would be more likely to have success having children and the community would have fewer morale and social problems. They make it sound all so technical, but women choosing their partners and requiring them to try a few times a year. The more I think about it, the more reasonable it seems. Sorry, I feel like I'm going on and on. I guess these things have just been on my mind since the announcement. Did you have children before everything happened? No? Did you want them? That's what I would have guessed. You seem the type. Before everything went to hell, I figured you were the sort of man to look to settle down. Me? No, I never had children. To be honest, with all that's happened, I'm sort of glad I didn't have children to lose or witness to hurt in the changing world. I was young when everything happened, but I thought in the near future I'd start a family. It's always been a goal of mine, you can say. Listen, I don't know if this is too personal. Have any women asked you? You know, asked you to be their partner? Really? I'm surprised. I mean, never mind. Listen, I didn't follow you out of the dining hall to just chat. I just wanted to know your opinion on this stuff. And I wanted to talk to you about something. I've been thinking about the repopulation policy and I think I want to do it. I want to have a baby. I'm ready mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's time, and I want to do my part to make the future brighter. And what could do that better than having a baby? I'm not seeing anyone. I guess, like most others, I got so busy with surviving that I forgot about living, you know? Building, like the council said. I mean, sometimes when we have community dances, it's nice to mingle with the men. Even though it can be hard to find a spot on your dance card, mister. Seriously. I think several of us adults completely dismiss the ideas of marriage and kids because of the world and what it became. The council coming forth with the policy, I think, reminded us that we can, and it's okay to desire more right now. I think you know I'm the type to plan. Since the announcement, I've been thinking about all the men here. I won't be satisfied with some fling with some guy. I need the right man. Some of the girls mentioned just picking the hottest guy out they could find in the community and having some fun. That seems so short-sighted. That's not how I want to do things. I want the right kind of man to give me a baby. It's the most important choice I'll have or I'll make in this life, right? With so few people left, I owe it to the future of our people to pick out the best person I can. I want it to be with you. I'm absolutely sure. I've given it a lot of thought. I know we're not close, but you know. I know you. And I know about you. You're smart and you're a good person. You're always trying to be helpful. You're handsome and in good shape. I've seen you working around the community. You're strong and capable. But there's something else about you that makes you ideal. Something that when I see it tells me you're exactly the right man to get me pregnant. You're a leader. You have a commanding presence. People look up to you. They look to you for reassurance and confidence. Haven't you noticed that yet? You're too modest. Or you don't know what you are. You're meant to take charge. You're an alpha. A man like you is perfect for this moment. Don't believe me? Okay. But I promise, with a little encouragement, we could find that part of you you've locked deep inside. My instincts tell me you've got it. We just have to unleash it. It's the part of you that I need most right now. I'm not going to give myself to you. You're going to take me. That's how I need this to be. No, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You can do whatever you want. and I'll do whatever you say. I know our regular clothes aren't very flattering. The post-apocalypse isn't the exact time for fashion. But look at my body. My soft skin. I'm skinnier than I used to be, but I'm healthy. See here, my flat tummy, narrow waist. You could change that. You could fuck me and change my body. Show the world what a man you are by doing the greatest thing any of us can do. I'll show you more if you tell me to. Yes, right away. Do you like my body? Is it worthy of you? Do you like my round ass and my strong thighs? How about my hips? I like you looking at me like that. My body is perfect for having a baby, isn't it? Wouldn't my body feel good under you or bent over? The thought alone makes my heart race. God, you have no idea how good it is to see that look in your eye. That hunger, that desire. Don't tell me you don't feel it. It's been so long since I've had a man. Not to mention a real man who could use my body the way it was meant to be used. Who could show me who's in charge. Would you like that? I think you would. May I take off my bra, please? I want to show you my breasts. I promise you'll like them. My nipples are so hard. Thank you. Can you tell how hard they are? When I trace my finger around my nipples, it makes me shiver. I've been thinking what it would be like if you put your tongue on them. Or if you grabbed me with your rough hands. It's just my panties left. Sorry I couldn't entice you to come over and take me yet. I promise I'll do better. You'll just have to teach me. A man like you should have a woman to answer his every desire. Soft hands. A warm, wet mouth. A tight, hot pussy, all for you to use just as you please. Yes, I'll take them off for you. There. Look at my complete naked body. Does it turn you on? God, I can see your bulge. My pussy is so wet already. I've been thinking about this over and over again ever since I got my friend to cover my wall duty tonight. Fuck. Can you see it? What would you like me to do? Would you like me to crawl towards you and run my hands all over your firm body? Anything you want. Ooh, that? Right away. Your bed is soft and smells like you. Now I'll do as you ask. I'm going to touch myself for you. I have to confess. I've been thinking about you when I touch myself this week. I've been thinking about your body on top of me. Putting me on all fours and fucking me until I screamed. I rub my swollen, needy clit and think about you pumping your cum into me. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet for you. I taste so good. I can't stop staring at your growing bulge. I bet your cock is amazing. I hope you'll let me see it. No, I hope you'll do more than let me see it. I hope you pound me with it. Your eyes. Yes, watch me. Are you? Yes, come to me. Please. I need you. My body needs you. Fuck, I'm going to touch myself faster while you strip. I want you. Oh, wow. You're better than I dream. May I touch you? Thank you. Your cock is so hard and hot in my hands. Can you feel my honey getting all over you? I hope it makes you want more. It's all yours to take. You only have to command it of me. Yes, I would love to do that to you. Oh, yes, you taste strong. And your balls are so heavy. Will you give me your cum? Will you? If my hands and mouth felt this good, can you imagine my pussy? Take it. Off of me. You've pinned me down. Please, fuck me. Fuck me with your big, hard cock. I need you. To me. It feels so good. Claim me. Claim my body. Treat me like the woman you deserve. Oh, you're so deep. It's so good. Oh, God. I want everyone to know that I've got your baby in me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Don't stop. Use me until you come. Oh, I can't. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're making me crazy. Come in me. Oh, I need your cum, please. What are you? Yes. Oh, yeah. Whatever position you want. Oh, just like you wanted. Deep in me. Please. Oh, God. Oh, I love the way it feels. Please. My empty pussy needs your cock. Slam it into me. Oh, God. Oh, it's so good. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me like a man. Take me. Oh, I hear your growls. Don't hold back. Oh, don't stop. Oh, I need you. You're so rough. Fuck me exactly how you want. Use me. Use me for your cum. Oh, God, yes. Oh, deeper. Oh, God, all the way. Oh, put your baby in me. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel you getting close. Oh, I can feel your body. I can feel it. Oh, God. Oh, please come in me. Oh, you're making me come again. I can't hold on. Please come in me. Oh, God. Oh, you're feeling me. Oh, claiming me. Oh, God, I can feel your cum filling me up. Yes. Pump your seed into my fertile body. Oh, God. I knew it. I knew you had it all along. You fucked me like a wild animal. My big bull. Did you like it? You don't have to hide that side away from me ever. You can let it out. I want you to. Did I make you happy? I'm so glad. A man like you deserves to make babies. When you get me pregnant, I'll be so lucky and grateful. With any luck, I'll get pregnant this month. A baby. A sign for the future. Wouldn't that be perfect? One more step to rebuilding and repopulating with you is going to be a lot of fun.